Need a laptop? The difference is what you're plugging into at Domain.
Expert Trevor Long from EFTM.com.au.
Warning. Warning, everybody.
Oh, Trevor, we thought the days of people walking into us with their heads buried in their phone looking for Pokemons were over.
Oh, those days are over, but they've been replaced. In a few months, Minecraft Earth will hit our Earth. Oh. And I'm telling you, this will be bigger. Now, Pokemon was big because there was this kind of cult Pokemon users of our generation who kind of loved it and got their kids to do it. But Minecraft is so much bigger than Pokemon just generally. And so what they're launching is a game called Minecraft Earth. It's made by Microsoft. And essentially what we can tell from just the very small announcement they made is it's like Pokemon Go. You wander the streets of your suburb looking for Minecraft blocks. It might be mobs, it might be chickens, it might be whatever it is. But you wander the streets looking for blocks and then you can build things. Now, I've got to be honest, I'm really excited about this because I love playing Minecraft with my kids. And the idea that we could go to the park and build something at the park that we can kind of walk around and see with our phones is awesome. And the idea that other people could then come and see what we built, very cool.
I agree. It is a really good, the Pokemon thing, particularly at the age with my son. I agree. It's a great outdoors combination of what it is. Will it last longer than half an hour, though, Trev?
Well, I guess that's the massive question. I think the Pokemon Go craze lasted, you know, a month at best in its hype. There's still people that play it now, but they're the nerdiest of nerds. I do think this has better life because I think Minecraft is more of a, easy. I can just go and do it, play it on my own. I don't have to be involved in this whole competitive nature of it. You're not collecting specific, Pokemons. You're just looking for blocks. You're just building stuff. And it's all about creativity. And if there's a community spirit around creativity, I think that'll be awesome. Their biggest challenge, though, is all the dramas we had with Pokemon Go, which were safety, security, all those things. They need to take that on board. This is a Microsoft product. So, they can't muck around here. So it'll be very interesting to see how they handle that. But I, for one, can't wait for Minecraft Earth, which they say is coming out in the summer, which means our winter because it's all American based.
All right.
The one thing they've got to do is keep it out of ovals, though, because I can just see, a whole bunch of kids building a tower in the middle of McDonald Jones Stadium and the poor knights running into it, concussions.
Go around them.
I was worried about the netball courts because as the announcement came out on the weekend, I was at netball thinking I could build an awesome tower here, but then what if the kids ran on while the girls were playing netball? It'd be drama.
I love seeing the parents and kids. I get very concerned at the 45-year-old single man.
Well, he's outside. He's getting some fresh air.
True,
always
you're right.
Take your kids to play Minecraft.
Absolutely.
Now, Trev, what's this Hawaii? I never can say it.
Hawaii.
What's the deal?
This is a big drama, massive drama. The US government has placed a trade restriction on US companies dealing with Huawei. So what that means is if you're a US company, you can't sell parts to Huawei. Now, Huawei makes their own phones, so the actual physical devices, probably not a big drama, but Google runs Android, the operating system. So they're not going to be able to provide a version of Android with Google Gmail on it, Google Maps. And that is a huge drama for Huawei because they might make great phones, but if the software on them is not what people expect, if it's not the same, it doesn't have the app store, it doesn't have all the things that people expect, they won't sell. And so we may be in a situation here where we've seen the last of Huawei as a mobile phone company in the consumer space. So the next few months, what the US government does, whether they uphold this ban or they bring it down, it's critical because Huawei will tell you that they've got a plan and they can do a backup, but I've got to be honest with you, I don't think you can do anything unless you're running Google's Android if you're trying to compete in this space. So the next 18 months is going to be make or break for Huawei.
Hang on, Trev, I'm just going to help Tanya out. Tanya, you're 3 years old. You're a three-year-old Tanya, and you're going on holidays to Hawaii with your parents. Hey, Tanya, where are you going?
Huawei.
Good girl.
Thank you.
Exactly right.
Thanks, Trev. Have a great day.
Cheers, guys.
Bye.
See ya.
Good on you, Trev. Huawei. There's Trevor Long from EFTM.com.au. He joins us every Tuesday thanks to Domain. Coming up next, we've got a Tanya and Steve social experiment around phones.
Can I just say that was really cruel because we were too poor to even go outside of Raymond Terrace.
Yeah, they showed you pictures of Hawaii.
Oh, wait a second. Are we heading down this path right now?
It's a pour-off. Raymond Terrace.
Seriously?
You're so lucky.
You know the extent of our holidays, and that was the caravan park at Stockton.
I can't beat it, Rise. Her life was worse than mine. She wins.
You win, Danielle. Yeah! The 10-year speed pour off for the very first time. And sorry, everyone. They always try to outpour each other.
You had parents?
Triple M, Daniel and Steve.